So let's start where we left off, Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav. Hein yigtaleini lo ayachel, ach derachai el ponav achiach. Okay, so he says here, even if Hashem will take my life, still, even if it's continuing his desperate, three prokim, we have a response to Bildad Hashuchi. It's a very long response. Perikid Beis, Yigimli Yidalit. So we're really smack in the middle of this response. And here he says, Hein Dik Taluni, if Hashem will, even if he will take my life, he will bring upon me Yisum to the point where I will die. It doesn't matter, Eev says. Lo Ayachel, I will still have hope. I will still yearn for Hashem's salvation. Similarly, this means in the next world, I'm not going to give up. Then, Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes, I will have a Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam HaEmes, I will yearn to come in His proximity to Olam HaEmes. And therefore, the next part of the puzzle is a little more difficult, how the second part flows, the first part flows into the second part, Ach derachai el ponav achiach. I want to relate, achiach means to discuss, I guess that's how it translates over here. I want to discuss with Hashem Ponov towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu Derochai my ways, and to try to understand and to ask Hashem why He is bringing upon me suffering. Okay, now let's go see the pasuk in the Mitzudos. Slow, it's a very difficult pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav in the Mitzudos. Hein yigtaluni rotzolaymer af al tachshavu shetzakosi yoresh al asher echoshav. Don't, he's telling his friends, the three friends are sitting in front of him. Eliphaz, Bildad, and who's the second friend? I forgot already. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Tsoifar Hanamosi. So rotzolaymer al tachshavu shetzakosi, don't make a mistake and think that my complaint, this that I cry, Yoyre, indicates Sha'ala Sheri Choshev Sha'ovdo Techolosi, that I've given up hope. Don't think the reason I'm saying such terrible, bitter expressions, so you may by mistake interpret my bitterness as an expression that I've given up. I've given up hope. Sha'ovdo Techolosi, I've given up hope. Soro Mimeni Bavur Zeyiras Hashem. And because I've given up hope, I have abandoned Yiras Shamayim. I'm not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yicheinu. It's not so. You're making a big mistake. Don't interpret my words falsely. He afim yiktileini. This really is the ultimate response. That even if Hashem will take my life, He will kill me. He will bring about my death through these through torture. Oid akavelo. It is a very powerful expression here in the Mitzudos. La'adei nesnavshi b'taynu koruchni. I will still yearn to take delight in spirituality. In other words, in the next world, I will still want to come within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechitzos to be nene from the ziv hashchina. So there's nothing that you, Hashem, can do to me to take away my love for you. This pasuk is quoted by Chazal very often to express the ultimate a person can the ultimate love a person can have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you'll take away my life, I will still yearn to be with you, proximity in the next world. And therefore, he says to his friends, "Umadua imkein tosur mimenu hayira." Why then? I think you have to interpret this to me. Why do you accuse me? Why do you accuse me of abandoning my yiras shamayim? It's not so. The chol devarai, all of the words that I have expressed in the previous parakim, lo lahasris negdo. It's not to complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achevtzi, the only reason why I'm saying these very harsh words, my desire is levarer darki lefanov, to clarify my way before Him, lefales osam, to weigh them and to analyze them. So now we go back to the pasuk. We read the pasuk again according to the interpretation of the Tzimtzum. What he's saying is, "Hein yigtaluni lo ayachel." Even if you, Hashem, will take my life, I will still yearn for you. And therefore, these words are a response to the accusation his friends are making against him that he is a kofer. He has denied, he has abandoned his faith. It's not so. Even if Hashem will do the ultimate harm to me and I take away my life, I will still yearn for Hashem in Olam HaEmes. And therefore, that's the key point of the Mitzvah, how when he injects into the Pasuk as a interpretation of the second part of this Pasuk, therefore, all of my harsh complaints in the previous parakim, ach derochai, I'm only expressing these words, derochai el ponov oichiach. I am relating my ways before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking, yearning for Him to respond and clarify for me where I have gone wrong. Okay, so that's how he interprets it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is very difficult. Rashi pasuk tezvav heini teluni haloi im yikatleni. Even if Hashem will take my life, eini nifrad bimenu, I will not depart from Him. V'tamid lo ayachel, and I will continuously yearn for Hashem. Al kein, therefore in merit upesha b'dvarai, and therefore there is no rebellion and sin in my words. Same idea. It's Rashi just saying very, very, very mekatzer. Mekatzer what the Mitzvah says. Ach derochai umidosai, my conduct shenohakti bohem esponav achiach lodas ma yafshieni. I want Hashem to make it known to me the transgressions that I have committed in my conduct, in my ways. Okay, so that's pretty much this pasuk, very powerful pasuk. Okay, pasuk tez zayin. Gam hu li lishua ki loy lefonav chonef yovo. That He, Hashem, will be for me as salvation, because Hashem does not tolerate hypocrites. Okay, chonef here literally means a flatterer, a person that flatters Hashem in order that Hashem should bestow kindness when a person does not deserve it. And the way it's really interpreted in the broader picture is a hypocrite. Now let's see what that means over here. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos David Gam Hu Vehein Yodati. I am aware ki milvad zuchu yosai asher rabu. Besides the fact, he over here is declaring that he is absolutely certain that he is a tzaddik, and he has many good deeds, many merits that serve in his favor. But in addition to his good deeds, he also feels that his arguments are also just. Ki milvad hin dehen yodati. The Mitzvah stop it. I am aware. Ki milvad zuchu yosai asher rabu. Besides my zuchu yosai, my merits, which are many, v'ilamdu alai zuchus, and will certainly serve as a merit on my behalf. Yihye gam huli lishua. Hashem also will be a salvation. Besides the fact that I have good deeds, and my own good deeds will serve as a merit, Hashem also will come forward to serve as my advocate. Why? Bavur yosher imorai, due to my upright words, due to the fact, the truth in my words, in my arguments, ki cheftzi be'emes, because Hashem wants emes. Hashem wants emes. I want it. I want emes. I only want the truth. V'loy lachni v'loymar. I don't want to do what you are telling me to do. All of my friends, the three friends, Sofar, Eliphaz, and Bildad, they're all basically telling Eov to say, confess, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Say, chotosi, avisi, pashati, acknowledge you are a sinner. I... And Eov is saying that if I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you're right, I'm a Rasha, I've done Averos, I deserve this punishment, that's flattery, that's Hanifa. When you have, let's say, when you have a person who's corrupt, and you go and you tell them, oh, you're a great, great person, you're a tzaddik, that is flattery. So for me to go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what you're doing to me is correct, is yashar, that's not true. That would be a form of Hanifa before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Hanifa. I don't want Hanifa. No one wants Hanifa. And therefore, since I know that I have done nothing wrong, it's not proper for me to go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what you're doing is emes. Ki cheftzi b'emes, I want truth. V'loy l'hachnifa l'oymar, I don't want to flatter Hashem by saying l'fon of hein, tzid, tzidkos, to say to Hashem that you are just, ki omdam chotos, because the truth is that I indeed have sinned. That's not so. I have not sinned. I have not done anything wrong. Therefore, I do not deserve what I have not deserved this suffering. And therefore, v'im lo kainu. If otherwise, prove it to me. Ki bal chonef lo yavar lefonav ki sanu hu lo. Hashem does not want me to stay lies, because a liar, a chonef, a flatterer, is hated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very powerful thing here. What he's saying over this review outside, according to the Mitzvot, what he's saying over here in this pasuk is that it's a very direct response to the arguments, to the advice of his three friends. The common theme of the advice that the three friends are giving Eoiv are confess, acknowledge, and confess that you are a sinner and you deserve to suffer. Eoiv says, for me to do that would be sheker. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem knows that I did not do anything wrong. He's doing this for a reason which I don't understand. And for me to confess and say chatos v'si poshati is a forced and a false confession. And that's not justice. Like you always hear in the news, all different stories of people, they go and they claim that law enforcement, there's a lot of pressure from the public to find the criminal, and there's enormous pressure, so they pick up a guy off the street and they say, you just confess, and they justify it by saying, listen, the guy anyway did a million crimes, you know, this guy is a good for nothing, he deserves to die 1,000 times, so it's no terrible thing that we'll put the crime upon him. Even if he didn't commit the crime, he deserves the punishment anyway. So, and since we need a scapegoat for the community because we have so much public pressure and we can get away with it, so it's kedai for us to force this person to confess to a crime that he did not commit. So Eve is saying, that's really what you're trying to tell me to do. You're telling me over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon me enormous suffering. The whole world is watching. It's a chil Hashem. So you're telling me, just confess. Confess, make believe you did the Averis, and that's going to be good for everyone. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem is above this world of Sheker, where people have to confess for crimes he didn't commit. Hashem doesn't want it. Hashem is not a chonek, lo chonef yava. So if we go back to the pasuk, read the pasuk again in entirety. Gam hu li lishua. In addition, gam means in addition. Besides the fact that I know I'm a tzaddik, Hashem also knows that I'm a tzaddik. Gam hu li lishua. He will also come and declare my righteousness. And Hashem wants me not to confess, because being that I did not do anything wrong, there's no need for me to confess. And if I would confess, that would be sheker. Hashem doesn't want a flatterer to come before him and say, Hashem, you're a tzaddik and I'm a sinner. That's flattery. If I'm not a sinner, then there's no reason for me to make such a statement. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk tes zayin. Tes zayin. Just like I am a tzaddik, I have done nothing wrong. He will also come and to my defense and be a salvation to me. And you will not find chain in his eyes. Now this really leads in. Very interesting. A lot of the Rashi's, I didn't appreciate that until more recently. I mean, I'm sure it's true all over in Chumash and in the Gemara, but a lot of the, especially here in Eov, a lot of the Rashi's, you have to read the end of one Dibur Hamaschil, the end of one Rashi as a lead into the next Dibur Hamaschil. You know, see what I mean? It's like a running commentary. We're very used to learning Rashi in Chumash and the Gemara, where Rashi has a Dibur Hamaschil. He quotes the Gemara, and then he gives a commentary. He says a comment, and then there's a period, and that's the end. There's like a hard break, a paragraph break. It's finished. Now we go to the next Dibur HaMaschil, and we get a new theme. A lot of the Rashi's here, in order to understand the Rashi's here in Eov, the end of the Rashi is not the end. It's the first half of a sentence, and the next Dibur HaMaschil is the conclusion of the sentence. So, v'lo simsu hatem chen be'enov, you will not find, see, it's very clear in this Rashi, you will not find chen be'enov ki lo lufonov chonef yovo. Because, you're giving me advice to confess to a crime I did not commit, and that will, then by doing so, I will find favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's nonsense. Hashem is above this world of lies. Ki lo this what he says later on in Periklam Membeis, that you have not spoken towards me with uprightness, the words that you've spoken to me are false. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Shimu Shemoya Milasi V'Achvasi B'Yoznechem. Listen carefully to my words and to my speech. May my speech Achvasi comes from Achave Da'as. Is that the name of Achav means to speak. And may my speech come in your ears. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Mitzudos David. Shimu Esh Milasi V'Es Asher Achave V'Yodia B'Yoznechem Rotze Loimar. You shall listen to the essence of my proofs and my complaints. And also to the words which I have arranged my speech. Just telling them in a very eloquent way, telling them, listen very carefully to what I have to say. Pasuk Yud Zayin, there is no Rashi. Pasuk Yud Chesed, back to the Pasuk. Hinei no. Arachti mishpat, I have arranged mishpat. Yodati ki ani etztak, I have arranged, like I'm a lawyer. I've prepared the briefs. I've prepared my legal arguments. I'm ready for trial. I'm ready for mishpat. I have arranged the mishpat. Yodati, I am aware ki ani etztak, that I am correct. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David Pasuk Yud Ches. Hinei ratzalaymar Hinei she'echroish. I read Pasuk Yud Zayin before the wrong. I read from the Malbim. Read from the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yud Zayin first. Shemu hevinu imorai v'ikonsu biyaznechem. Listen carefully to my words. Let it enter your ear. Pasuk Yud Ches rachti mishpat sidarti. Amorim, I have arranged words. Litoin b'mishpat v'yodati asher etzlak alchim. I'm aware. I'm certain that I will be vindicated. Let's see pasuk yudches in the Rashi. Arachti mishpat hoychochas devarim sidarti. The proof of words I have arranged. Sidarti ta'anoisi belibi molohoshiv. I have arranged my arguments in my heart, and I know what I want, I know how and what I want to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Pasik Yotes. Mihu Yarev Yimodi ki ato achrish ve'egva. Who should dare come and quarrel with me? If I would be silent, I would perish. Now, what is this? Let's see Mitzudos first. Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudos. Mihu Yarev Atzulaymar. Mihu Asher Orev Libo Lageshes L'Revim. Who has the chutzpah? Who has the audacity to come near me? Orev Libo means to plot. Who here has the audacity to plot with his heart? Lageshes, to come close. Lariv imadi, to quarrel with me. Lahashti keni, and to tell me to be silent. This was one of the arguments, one of the pieces of advice that his friends gave Eif. They told him, just be quiet. Just accept your suffering silently. So he now responds to this piece of advice. How dare you tell me to accept my sufferings quietly? Me who asher orav libo, whoever who has the chutzpah to plot with his heart to come close to me, lahashti keni, to silence me, nibli tainois tzidkois, with arguments that are false, ki ata, if I will listen to your advice and be silent, I will perish. powerful thing what he's saying here, at least going to the Mesutal to Rimur Akiata im Achrish, Ata Balbur Hatainos, Hakoizvois, if I'll be silent due to the false arguments, Asher Yagidu Hareim, which my friends advise, Haloi Omos, I will die the Egvan perish Mikaev from the pain Minias Hadvarm of not speaking. In other words, he's saying that a person has a need to express himself. A person has a need to vent, to let out his frustration, to present his arguments, to feel that he has an opportunity of mishpat, justice, to seek justice. And if a person is silenced, is not allowed to express his desire. Shalom Aleichem. How you doing? Welcome to the club. How was your Yom Tov?
The old day in the club, you know.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. So he's saying over here something very powerful, that if a person does not have the opportunity to express his frustration, he'll die. A person needs to let out, have an opportunity to come forward and to express himself and to seek justice. If you muzzle a person, that itself causes him to die. We all say this. The person's frame of mind, an ill person can add years to his life. We say that about people who are very sick, and they go for treatments, and then when the treatments are over, they get very depressed. Because during the time, all these different rounds, during the time when they're doing something, they feel like they have
hope.
It's not a matter of hope. I mean, this is part of what the doctor prescribes. You do this for this amount of time, and then you take a break. You can't be sustained. It's too intense to give a person medicine continuously. You have to take it for a couple of weeks, and then you stop, and then you go right. And during those cutoff points, people are very depressed because they don't feel like they're doing anything to help themselves. A person has a very great need to do something to help himself. Here Eev is depressed, he's suffering, he feels at least by complaining to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's at least there's something happening in Shemayim where they're debating, is it right, is it wrong? Maybe the Kadosh Baruch Hu should intervene and should take away the Yisurim. So what are you, my friends, telling me to do? Quiet. Just keep your mouth shut and accept upon yourself your fate. By telling me to do this, you're killing me. Because I don't feel that I have any hope. A person has a need to express himself, to do something to help himself. That itself puts a person in a frame of mind where he's able to have hope that he...
God will tomorrow, but you don't borrow.
Even though that's an incredible matter. Avram also. Exactly. It's very interesting. You look at Aaron and you look at Avraham. You only appreciate them when you compare him to Eve, because Eve is like mamash, the extreme opposite, over and over. No, I have to understand. That's like really the key of Rashrapi. He always says this many times. He always says over and over, I have to understand. My mind must make sense of this. Avraham, he always says, he sacrificed his mind. I acknowledge, I don't understand, and that's it. I'm still going to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not Eev. Eev's approach is, no, I have to understand, I'm going to struggle, and I'm going to struggle all the way out to the very end. You want to know too much.
And it says,
Shmi Hashem, very good.
Very good. Ask me a question,
so Moshe, really, he's bordering on Eev.
Who started
asking questions?
I don't need to hear that.
He's bordering on Eev. Yeah. It's very true. Okay. All right, so let's see over here. So that is Pasuk Yud. That is Pasuk Yud test. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yud test in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yud test. Achrish ve'egva. Im loy ariv, achrish ve'egva. Same exact thing as the mitzvahs, but a lot shorter. If I don't quarrel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achrish, I will be silent. Ve'egva, and I will perish. I will perish in my silence. Well, I don't know if he's saying exactly the same thing as mezuzah. Maybe he means that if you don't present your case in court, then by default you're guilty. You're guilty if you don't get a ticket, parking ticket. So you're guilty until proven innocent. I got a parking ticket recently. It was totally, totally unjustified. So if I do nothing, that's it. So I went into the place where I parked. I went in front of the yeshiva. They gave me a letter. I put the letter in the envelope. Innocent. So when you fight, you win. But if you don't fight, you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, that's against the justice system, right? It's not against... That's against everything. Okay, let's go further. Pasik, that's what it seems like we're saying over here according to the Mitzvah, according to Rashi. If I'm going to be quiet, I admit my guilt, and then I'm going to die. At least let me quarrel, let me express my frustration. Maybe the Shparuch will listen, and maybe he will reverse things. Okay, now we come to Pasik. Pasik was a very, very difficult Pasik. I do not maybe
on one level is, since you say, Hashem,
yeah.
Those are innermost thoughts. You don't have to say it because it gives a bad impression to other people if they hear you talking. God knows what you're feeling. God knows what you're thinking. And if you express it, it's worthless effort because I know what you're thinking. So, in other words, you don't have to yell verbally to me that it's unjustified. I know what's in your mind.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that over here.
But that's part of his, you know what I mean? I think that's part of the answer.
But by expressing it, prepared, you're forcing your mind to further complain.
Yeah.
You can just suppress it. The tzara, I'm not going to even think about it. The fact that you're talking about it also opens up your mind to complain.
You need a catharsis.
What?
You need a catharsis. Something to get it out of you.
Get a system. Yeah. So that's his approach. That's very clearly the approach of Aviyah. He really...
Morris says was he his faith in general. In other words, that was his meter connected meter because he didn't open up his mouth if you're talking about being one of the Yohan Sefaro.
So meter connected
meter.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
You want to complain. They will complain and you don't come to their aid.
So now you're going to have the same thing. You're going to have the same feelings. It's exactly me, the connected me then. Okay? Okay, let's go to Pasuk Chaf Ach. Now, this is very difficult. This whole idea, this is a lot of machlokes in the Rishonim, in the Nacharonim, what exactly he means over here in this Pasuk. Ach Shtayim Al Tas Imadi. Don't Hashem do to me, punish me doubly, or don't do the following two things. We'll see them in Sudas and in Rashi. The two things don't do to me, and when you will not do these two things to me, then oz mi ponecha lo esoser, then I will not hide myself from you. Now let me just give you a background. According to the Mitzudos, he's basically saying, Hashem, I want to come forward. I want to present myself in front of you and present a very powerful argument. But there are two things that are preventing me from doing so. What are those two things? So number one, Pasuk Chafalov says, Kapicha me'olai harchak, torture. Kapacha mim here means force. Okay, not Rashi, very interesting Rashi, but kaf here according to it means force. Number one, I'm being tortured, physical torture, which force is, kapacha means your force, which is synonymous in this context with torture, me'olai harchak, distance. Number two, I'm terrified of you, psychological fear. The emosicha and your fear altiva asani. So the two things are the kapicha, and the second thing is the emosicha. So what he's saying over here is that Hashem, I want to present my argument. Let's read the next pasuk right away. When you'll take away the physical torture and you'll take away the psychological fear I have before you, then I will be able to come before you and stand and present my case. Now, when you go to court and you present the case, either one side speaks up first. One side presents the arguments, and then the defense questions the witness or makes a counter argument. So Hashem will do it either way. Who will present the argument first? Either ukirah, you, Hashem, will call out and will present all of your complaints against me, and I will respond, or the other way around. Or I will present my side of the story, and I'll let you get last licks. And I'll let you respond, oh, Adaber, I will speak up a Hashiveni, and you will respond to me. Now let's see all that over here in these three psukim, Pasichav, Chavav, Chavbeis, in the Mitzvot. His interpretation of these, of this series, sequence of psukim. Pasichav in the Mitzvot, Ach Shtayim, Chozar Ponav Klapi Amokim, he now turns his face towards the Chodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, Ach Tase Imodi Shtei Advarim, I want you to do with me Shtei Advarim. Heim, what are the two things I want you to do with me? What are they? Heim ha'amuros lamata. They will be presented. My two requests are in the next pasuk, the oz. And when you'll do these two things on more on my behalf, lo estar miponecha. I will not hide myself from you. Ki emsa ma'ane lehisvokeach. I will find the strength, the courage to present a response that will be an argument on my behalf. Now, what are the two things I want you to do on my behalf so I can present my case? Number one, kapicha ha'achasi. Number one is he asher be'es havikoach. During this trial that we're going to have, harchek me'olai makasiyotcha. Remove torture. Remove your inflictions. I'm not in a physical state to argue because I'm in pain. And when you're in pain, you can't think. Lebal yitad yitar duni, not to confuse me. V'ashen is the second thing I want you to do. Asher oz al tifchad oisi a mascha. I also want you to remove your fear. I'm terrified of you, Hashem. There's the years harimimo of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yistatmu ta'inoisi, that my argument should not be sealed because I'm terrified of you. This is very, very strange. Think about this. What do you find such a concept where a person says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to do me a favor, I shouldn't be afraid of you. We pray over and over in davening, and the whole avodah is reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And there are different types of yiras Hashem. There's yiras sha'inis, yiras harimus, the highest madrega. And here, kiman, that's what he's saying. I want over here to be in a matzav of there's no yira, there's no yira Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I can clearly present my arguments before you and not be terrified. Very strange. Okay, ukura. And then when we open up the channels, you get first chance. You will present before me my sins. I will respond. Or I will speak up. I will present my side of the story that I'm a tzaddik. You'll respond. Okay, so those are the three psukim. Now let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is very different, and I have to honestly admit, I don't know what Rashi means. Maybe Rabbi Meir, so you can tell us here what Rashi is saying. Pasukhof and Rashi. Rashi says, Ach Shtayim Al Tasimah, a whole different interpretation. Din Shalmala, V'din Shalmata. Okay, a whole loop shot. I don't want you to do two things. Now, before we do Rashi, let me just say what Rav Schwab seems to say, based upon, I think maybe the Ramban, or the Malbim, I don't even remember where I saw these things. But another thing is don't punish me in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You can't take away a person, Hashem can't deny a person both worlds. That's one mahan. That mahalach is, that's another mahalach. Now, I don't know if that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Ach shtayim al tasimadi din shel mala v'din shel mata. V'im ba'achas tovei l'mishpat. And if you are willing to present yourself either in this world or in the next world, oz miponecha loy esoser, I will not hide myself. Now, what does that mean exactly? Then he explains. Im din shel mala. If you, Hashem, want to come to me with din shel mala, what's din shel mala? What does that mean exactly? Ani oimer, I'll say to you, chotosi mechase pishaov. A person, oimer chotosi, I'll admit I have sinned, because mechase pishaov lo yatzich, because a person that hides his sins will not be successful. V'im din shel mata, and if you want to come to me with din shel mata, af anochi loy oideh, What's Lamechin stand for? Kisui Chata. Slodim Acherim Einoi. I don't really know what. I'm not going to admit. Is it a pasuk in Mishlei? Let me go look at the pasuk.
What I thought maybe that it meant was,
yeah,
just on a very simple level, that you have a din shemayim many times, and sometimes you can go to a court in Tokyo like this, his friend, at least if his friends were on his side,
yeah,
feel better too. Regardless of what Hashem would say, listen, I don't care what you think. Writing the Bez Shalmala has a different judgment, but at least you have some solace if your friends at least commiserate with you. But here, his friends are giving him what for also.
Okay.
So that's he's losing on both levels. But Bez Shalmala, Bez Shalmata. So no one's giving him a break. I mean, on a very...
So the Bez and Shamata, you mean his friends.
Sometimes people vent, and they say, oh, I understand, it's terrible what you're going through, and it's you don't deserve it. I mean, people... But when your friends say, hey, what do you expect? So that's on another level. I mean, I'm on a very simple level, but I don't know that that's what Rashi is actually thinking about, but...
No, it sounds like you're saying the friends.
They're giving me, they're reading me the riot act as well.
I hear.
And I don't get, so I have no solace at all. At least if they're on my side, I could feel better.
I can't find the pasuk. All right. Mishle chavchasim din shalmata. Mechase peshavim din shalmata anochi. Okay, whatever that means. All right. But according to Rashi, the two things are not what's going to be presented in the next class. The two things that he's saying over here are din shalmala and din shalmata. All right. Now he goes on to say, kapcha. According to Rashi, assuming the next two psukim are different in yonim. Kapcha me'olai harchek kifiyoscha. Kifiyoscha means to your force. This that you're forcing upon me punishment. Elihu is going to be the fourth friend that is going to present himself later in this sefer. So far, we learned about the three friends. The three friends come to commiserate: Eliphaz, Sofar, and Shuhi. Later, a fourth friend will come on the scene, and he will say something very similar. The akpi olecha lo yichbat. He'll say this expression that my I will not come upon you with force. That's what it means in the pasuk later on. I will not come upon you with force. So here, that's what it means as well. Now Rashi over here something very interesting. V'yesh poyim. Some say kapcha klema yodcha. It means that your hand. And it's an expression that Hashem, you're putting your hand on me to punish me. Take away your hand and stop punishing me. Kapcha. The kosher lilo oimer, Rashi does not like this interpretation because ki lo imotzinu kaf lo ra kim lo hogein. Kamoy v'sakosi kapi, I will shelter you with my kaf. The word kaf is always used in Tanakh when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the positive form of shelter, of protection. And here in the context it's very clear that he's telling Hashem, I want you to stop torturing me. So you can't tell me that Hashem is taking his hand and he's banging, he's pounding down. We learned that in the Haggadah. There's the Yad and the Etzba. The Yad Hashem is what comes down with force to bring harm. But the kaf, the palm, is something which is used to express rachmanis, shelter. You have that, it's Yom Kippur, you describe the shovel. The shovel is called the kaf. Everything in Yom Kippur is about rachmanis. Okay, so therefore that's why Rashi does not want to say it refers to the thing. Okay, what pasuk of dal panecha tastir? Pasuk of dalid, okay, what are we up to? Pasuk. Okay, Pasuk HaBeis. In Pasuk HaBeis, we did already Pasuk of Gimel. Kamali Avoinois v'chatois pishi v'chatosi chaudieni. Eov here says, like the Baruch Hu, tell me what happened. This is the theme which he said many times. Tell me about my sins, v'chatois and my kamoli avoinois v'chatois. Pishi v'chatosi chaudieni. Make known to me my transgressions. Pasuk of Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Kama misper avoinois v'chatois asher tachshavli. Tell me how many. Tell me enumerate my sins. Kama heim. Af hoydieni mahem pishi v'chatosi ki ani lo yodati meuma biyodi lo poshav lo chotosa lo chotes. Eov again declares his innocence. I have not done anything wrong. Pasik lamid chavdalit lama fanecha tastir v'tachshiveni lo oyev loch. Why do you hide your face and do you consider me to be your enemy? Mitsudo stavit. Pasik chavdalit lama fanecha tastir ochas b'moshul. Now this is a very important mitzudos because it's very different than what it says in the Targum. Here he says he's comparing Hashem to a human being. When a father hits child, a father does not look. Because if a father would watch himself hitting his own child, he would be filled with compassion and he wouldn't do it. But the father is aware that he must, he has no choice, the child must learn the lesson. So the father shelters, he hides his face so not to see. So he's telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing the same thing, you are concealing yourself. Ochas b'moshel miderech ha'odem ha'mitzuva liyaser esmi. He's commanded to torture someone, umaster ponov, and the person that is inflicting the torture turns his face lebal yirebo, not to see what he's doing. Shelo yichmu racham avolov, so that he should not be filled with compassion upon this person. You consider me to be your enemy, umoyred ad and a rebellion, ad asher tashtadel meoid behavos arosalai, and you Hashem are trying so hard to bring upon me all of these harmful things. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk of dalel ponecha tastir luros estarki. You are hiding your face. A whole different interpretation according to Rashi. You're hiding your face from seeing my good deeds. According to Rashi, Rashi says I'm not like the mitzudos. Why do you make believe not to acknowledge I'm righteous? Hashem, you know I'm a tzaddik. Why do you make believe that I'm not a tzaddik? Why do you consider me to be an enemy? Period. The Targum has a whole different interpretation. Someone there? It's a ghost. The Targum has the interpretation. The Targum says, why did you remove your Shechina? He's complaining, it's very spiritual. Rashi, look at the Targum. Lama Shechintach Tistalek. Why have you caused your Shechina to depart from me? Obviously, he's a very holy person, Eof. And he's complaining that part of his suffering is the Shechina has left him. Okay, Pasik Chaf Hei. Now we go into some more descriptions. He Ole Nidav Ta'aroitz. Ta'aroitz means here to crush. Hashem, do you crush a beaten leaf? The leaf falls down from a tree. It's worthless. It's harmless. What person will go and take a bat or take some type of tool and start crushing and beating a leaf that has been beaten by the wind? It's harmless, it's worthless. Same thing, Hashem, I am a beaten leaf. What do you gain by crushing me and torturing me? He ole nidof ta'aroitz. Do you crush, do you rip apart a leaf that's been beaten? V'yeskash yovesh tidroif. Do you pursue a kash straw that's dry? It's harmless. Because Hashem, it appears that what you're doing to me is kitzichtoif olai miroros. You write down in your ledger concerning me bitterness. V'sorisheni avonois nuroi, and you bequeath upon me the sins of my youth. And it's a really powerful pasuk. Let's just see over here, pasuk chafei, one thing at a time, the mitzudos, pasuk chafei, the mitzudos. Is it really kedai to crush An ola nidof, v'chi tirdof af kash yavesh, v'chi zel kivoidcha. Is that really your honor to go and destroy the weak? V'haloy ani ke'echem him, I'm like one of them. Okay, next pasuk. V'chi sichdof, kol hameri v'hamerit hanimtsa bi, all of the rebellion and all the rebellion that's found by me, tichdof olai b'sifrcha, you write upon me in your sefer, l'mayin lo yishka l'yishot shnabi forgotten, v'yaf havonish o'asisi bin urai, Oy lo hayis yisholim b'sichli, hine ato marish oy samli l'kabel ha'gmol gam aleihem. You're punishing me for the sins I've committed when I was a child. Kasha yidakte ka'odam achar hadoim, like a person is looking to find chesronos in something similar. I'm not exactly sure what he means over here. Kasha yidakte ka'odam achar hadoim, when a person looks for something similar. But he's saying over here is an amazing thing. That he's saying that the only thing I can make sense why you're punishing me is you're punishing me for the sins I committed when I was a child. A child, we all know, does averos. We all know ourselves. When you're a child, a person, before a person is mature and you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do things. But a katan is part of him, he's not responsible for his sins. So he's saying maybe that's what's going on over here. Maybe everything you're doing to me now is a punishment for the chatos nurai, all of the averus I've done before I was bar mitzvah, before I was 20 years old and I was a bar einshin. It's really interesting, I once saw, it really shook me to the core, Rabbi Shur, Avraham Shur. So you know he has a lot of svar, malekach v'halivav. And I don't know where I saw this, but he has a very essay, a whole piece describing this idea that a person in his adult life, a good bulk of his adult life, is the misaking his techatos neurai, and the years of youth are just a few years until a person matures. And the adult years relative to is a very long period of time. And he presents a very powerful piece, argument, that all of the adult years, in a way, are a tikkun for the years of youth. Now, he doesn't go so far to say what Eev is saying, that you're responsible. It's one thing in your adult life, you work on yourself to change, but you're not responsible. There's no way in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to torture a person for things they did when he was a child. Eve here is saying that's what it appears. It appears you've written upon me miroros, bitterness, as if I am a bitter person. I've committed terrible crimes, and you're bringing upon me, you're bequeathing upon me punishment for the sins I have committed when I was a child, before my mind developed, before I was fully aware of your existence, and I have to suffer. Now, there are midrashim like this. But Avram Avinu, Avram was makir. When was Avram makir Kadosh Baruch Hu? Different midrashim. 3 years old, when he was 48 years old, there are a whole bunch of midrashim. Yeah. So Elul, the different madregos. So there are other midrashim. I said that's why. Later in life, this happened because he had to be misake, and I don't remember the first 3 years.
Right. Who's it talking about? That's what the
Avram for 3 years. Terach.
Talking about Avram
3 years or whatever it was.
What do you want to say that Terach was Avosenu?
And therefore, because of those 3 years, because of whatever that time, that's why we have to be misake in it. We have to suffer. These are things which you can't even say. We don't know what these things mean.
The process always to me was once you understand what you did wrong, and
you're
not misakin, then you're going to, even if you're a little bit younger, maybe you're at that point responsible.
You're responsible.
Because you knew better.
Okay.
Then you understood already, so what's your excuse now?
Now what's your excuse? But then, you know, but what happened then is not enough.
So maybe you didn't make enough of an effort to do something about it.
But here he's saying that it appears you're writing upon me all the sins I've committed, and you're punishing me for the avoynos ne'ura. This is a new thing we never had before in Eiv yet. Even though there's a lot of repetition, this idea, such a thought, such an idea to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu is new. This is a novel idea. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Chav Hein Chav Vav in Rashi. Chav Hein Tarot Tafchid. Tarot over here means it's terrifying. I translated it to crush, to oppress. Some of Farshim translate this to oppress. Here he's translating it as to Tafchid. You're terrorizing in Olal Nidof. Miroros Sarvonios. Miroros, I translate, mean bitterness. So he's translating it as refusal. Miroros means you've written upon me that I am a refusnik. What do they call those people in Russia?
Refusing,
that's what they call. So that's the word over here. Sarvanios. Asher morisi picha. I have rebelled against your mouth. Ato koisev. I have rebelled against your mouth. And therefore you're writing against me that I'm a refusnik. V'loy ha-toyva shepa'alti, but you're not writing on my ledger that I have done mitzvos. Okay, so that concludes this thought. Now he comes to a new idea, which is also very complicated. By the way, what does the Targum say? Tispar. Targum is not like Rashi. Tispar means to break. Hatarfa, dishkil, dishkif, tispar. Are you going to break a leaf that's been beaten? So Rashi learns tafrit. You're going to terrorize, to instill fear. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. We're finishing up the parak. Here's a hard part pasuk. Visosein basad raglai. You've put my legs in a sad. Now, what in the world is a sad? So we'll see more. It seemingly means, I'm not familiar with this, maybe you probably you know you're familiar with this, is that with prisoners, they locked up their feet in some type of brace.
Yeah, they put leg irons.
No, so he doesn't say leg irons. He says it's something more sophisticated. It's okay, that's what we're actually, the chavle bars, right? Chavle bars are leg irons. But here it seems something more. It's like a mold. Like you sit down, they there's a wooden block.
Sod comes, the English word sod, from.
What sod mean?
Sod is like a big clump of earth.
Oh. Right. So this is a big clump of wood. Yeah. So they basically put a prisoner in some type of mold. The legs were in the mold where the prisoner, it's much more elaborate than just chains, iron chains.
A lot of words that come from you. I just remember. Sad in English, I said, you know, they have the word cry.
Yeah.
Comes from the word kore.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense.
Right, makes sense. Right. Right. The book called Word, Etymology of... You know that book by... Who wrote that book?
The most interesting is you have a few of them, but the one interesting, if you read the word peiros without nekudos...
Yeah.
What does it say? Fruit.
Fruit. Peiros. Fruit. Very interesting. Right. You told me this once.
Yeah. But there's other words like that.
Etymology. Everything they say right
there. When I come across these things, a lot of things in Oakland... And I call up my kids, you know, because we have an ongoing looking for things like that.
Interesting. Fruit and peros. The same, you Hashem have taken my legs and you've put them in a sad. Basad. The sishmar nanana, once, now here's what the poetic expression of the Eof. Hashem, I'm not going anywhere because I'm locked up. I'm in solitary confinement. And yet, you put it on me like what they call the ankle brace. They put it on me a GPS ankle brace just in case I go somewhere to monitor. What do you need to put on a GPS ankle brace on me when I'm in solitary confinement? Where am I going? I'm not getting out of here. There are seven doors, seven locks. I can't get out of here. So there's no need to monitor my whereabouts. So Hashem, what you're doing to me is ridiculous. It's just outrageous. The sase basad raglai, you've locked me up in solitary confinement in this mold where I can't move, and yet you're watching my every move. Where am I going? The sishmar, and you're guarding kol or chosoy. You're guarding all of my steps, my ways. Al shorshe, and then period. Then there's a third statement, the third clause, which seems to be repetitious. Al shorshe raglai tischake. Seemingly, this seems to be the same thing he's saying in the beginning of the pasuk. Shorshe raglai kointin, so this means the root of my legs, the lower portion of my feet, the shoroshim. The shoroshim of a person to the low portion of his feet, the raglai, tischakeh, you've chiseled out a mold to prevent them from moving. The way the Mitzvah explains this, not only have you locked my feet in place and they can't move, you've squeezed them. The mold is so tight, you've tightened the screws where I'm in pain. You're crushing them. And yet, you're watching, where am I going to go? Basically saying, Hashem, you overkill.
It's more of a psychological thing as well. Sometimes if you're in a, if you're in confinement but you're not locked into a spot, you keep thinking that maybe psychologically I might be able to get out somehow. But if you're really, like you say, in leg irons and chains, you know you can't go anywhere. That's the next level of depression, so to speak. You really know you can't go anywhere. You're tied to the walls.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you know you have X amount of room to move around, you could move your hands.
A little mobility.
You have, okay, maybe I'll be able, maybe. There's a thought of escape somehow. You have some mobility.
Let's take a look. At the mitzudos. It's a very hard pasuk. Pasuk of Zayin.
Yeah.
V'sasem basad raglai. Im ki samta raglai b'chevel eitzim. Besides the fact that you've put my feet in a chain of eitzim segurim. Kechavle eitzim segurim, which means chains of wood. That's very strange. What does it mean, chains of wood? It means some type of brace. Some type of brace which prevented my feet from moving. V'chasavta oot. Ridiculous. In addition to preventing me from moving, you've added a kol l'od lishmor kol urchosai, to guard my ways, l'bal evrach, not to escape. V'hala, you don't have to do that, HaKadosh Baruch. V'hala raglai segurim. You don't have to go watch that I shouldn't run away. Where am I going? My feet are locked. V'eich uchal livroyach. Then, the third part of the pasuk says, in addition to locking up my feet and preventing me from running away, you've tortured me. You've continued to torture me. You've chiseled out the holes of the wood of the sad, the wood of this mold, mitzumtzanim, the very, very narrow, lefimidas, according to the exact measurement of shiroshe raglai. What is shiroshe raglai? Heim atzamos haregel, the bones of my feet. Veheimo dechukim boso haregel, and this mold that you've put around my feet is too small for my feet, and therefore it's pressing up against the bone, and there's no room for the basar to fit, and therefore I'm in excruciating pain because you're basically crushing my feet. It's pressing the meat of the regel, and I'm in pain. I'm tortured. You've compounded pain after pain. I'm in a state where it's impossible to continue to exist. Okay, let's say to the Rashi here, Basad. Now Rashi here has a whole different interpretation, it seems. Or maybe not. Basad b'loshen arami sadna besadne. Yosef, which means eitz, whatever that means, a mold. Sadna besadne Yosef. Eitz gadol, a very large piece of wood, shenoistim bo raglei ho'asurim, which they insert the feet of the prisoners, uv'loshen yivane, whatever that word is. Then the pasuk includes, it's tischakeh, ato atzmecha tischakeh al pisioi sai. Now, this is not like what the Mitzudah said. The Mitzudah was very clear, tischakeh loshen chakika. Look at the Mitzudah, sion, tischakeh means that you've chiseled. You've chiseled this mold to a size that's smaller than my feet, which means that you're torturing me. When you put feet into a mold that's too small, that automatically brings about torture. But that's not what the Rashi says. Rashi says you are measuring. You are measuring my steps. Ata atzmecha mischakeh al pisiosai kein pesaze pisiosai. Pesiosai kein pesa. I'm not sure how to translate those words. At atzmecha mischakeh, you're investigating. Al pesiosai kein posa. How many steps I took? Kein posa ze v'cho poal. It's a verb. V'chein mocha ko'aretz v'chei ko'amo v'ze ha'yisoid. Hein al kapayim chakoy sicha. Okay, so I think what it means to say is that you're investigating, and which then fits very well into the pasuk with Rashi. Go back to the pasuk. It's the same theme. The sasim basad raglai. You have put my feet in a mold. The sishmar kol, and you're guarding kol orchosoy, and you're guarding my steps. Al sharshe raglai tischake, and you investigate where my feet take me. The sharshe, I guess my steps. The sharshe raglai means the root of my feet, my steps. You're measuring where exactly, you're investigating where exactly I'm going. This poetic repetition. Poetic repetition is that you are saying the same idea in different words. You're guarding my every movement. Okay, the last pasuk of the parakeet, which will start the last pasuk, v'hu, kirokov yivla, what do you want from me, Hashem? I'm a nothing. I will decay like dust. Rokov is dust. Like dust I will decay. Kebeged achaloi osh, I'm like a garment that has been eaten up by worms. Moths. What do you want from me? Why, Hashem, are you torturing me like this? What do you gain? Mitzudos v'hu, v'haloi ha'guf ha'nirdof bimcha, haloi yivle, the guf that is being, this guf that you are pursuing, that you are torturing, Halo Yivla, it's going to decay via the Yushkas to be destroyed. Kidover Hanir Kvasim, which decays, Chabegra Shaochlut Hatolas, like a gum which been eaten up by a worm, Vichikvichikvotcho, he zu, a lirdo if Achar Bria Shafela Kazois. Is it really your honor to go and pursue a lowly creature like this? Why are you doing this, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is not Lithi or Kavod to do something like this to a human being. Okay, what does the Radish Rashi say? Rashi says, "V'hu kirokav yivle haguf hazeh asher tirdoif, that you're pursuing yirkav yivle ve'im kvoitcha biridi foscha, there's no honor for you in doing this." So what does the Targum say? And Targum is something different, I've got to mention it. Targum says in Pasuk of Zayin that the sad, I told you, according to both the Mitzudos and Rashi, the sad is some type of a mold, some type of thing which the feet of the prisoner is inserted. The other farshim learned sad means sid in lime, and that's really what the Targum seems to say. Shia is like wax. The sashve kad b'shia raglai, which according to this interpretation means that you're recording. In ancient times, the way you would record something for posterity is in lime. They would use sid. If you would just write something for 5 minutes, temporary writing, so use ink. How long does ink last?
So Gemara says, about the abonim and the iron, when they cross.
The sadata oisam basid. It has to last forever.
It
has to be preserved forever. It has to be preserved.
But this was the lime under it, or was the lime to cover it?
To cover it, to preserve it. But according to this interpretation, I think the Ramban maybe says this, and that's, I think they read this in, I'm not exactly sure, I'm not familiar with the words of the Targum, but I think Shia means wax, which also is referenced to lime, because they were used together, is that you are recording the sosim basad raglai. Wherever my feet go, you are recording in lime. It's on
tracks.
It's like permanently recorded. Then it fits very well. This tishmer kolor chosai. You're guarding my ways. Al sharshe raglai tischakeh. You're investigating. Lashon of you're measuring. You're measuring or you're investigating. So according to the Targum, it's even more. There's even more poetic repetition, because it all refers to the idea of, it all refers to the idea of record. So he translated tischakeh is tirshoim. Tirshoim means to mark, to mark. And the middle expression of the middle expression of tishmor means to guard, and the first expression means to record. So you're recording, you're guarding, and you are etching tirshoim. All different poetic repetition of recording everything that I possibly do. And what is this all about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've done nothing wrong. You know that I'm a tzaddik. I've done nothing wrong. All right. So that concludes Perek Yud Gimel. We will stop here with Yud Gimel. Maybe we'll lunch for a few minutes, some kitzur, and then we'll stop due to Ishruchak. We'll just start for a few minutes, at least a little bit. We'll have some. You came from so far. Could I have? So who do you have for your Seder?
What? How are you?